This podcast is sponsored by ebookit.com, self-publishing solutions for the independent author and small press. Visit us today at ebookit.com.
Welcome to the Toastmasters Podcast, the official podcast of Toastmasters International. Hello, everybody. This is Greg Gazin.
And I'm Ryan Levesque.
Ryan, what have you got on tap today?
Well, Greg, our guest today is Deb Arrington. She's one of Toastmasters' illustrious ambassadors for the Revitalized Education Program. Deb is a former corporate trainer who enjoys all aspects of Toastmasters. She earned her Distinguished Toastmaster Award, or DTM, in 2012, and then began working toward a second DTM. Deb's a registered parliamentarian, and she's currently serving District 55 as assistant parliamentarian. Deb Arrington, welcome to the Toastmasters podcast.
Welcome.
Thank you, Ryan. Happy to be here.
Well, great to have you with us today, Deb. And as you know, we are here today to talk about the Revitalized Education Program. And our listeners, who are longtime listeners, may have heard our episode number 74 with Toastmasters CEO Dan Rex and past International President Pat Johnson, as well as episode 91 with the Chief Ambassadors talking about the whole Revitalized Educational Program. But for those who aren't familiar with the program or haven't heard those interviews, could you please give us some brief background on the Revitalized Education Program? What is it all about?
Well, Greg, from my understanding, Toastmasters needs to move into the future. We need to provide for our members a relevant program of growth and leadership that they can take with them to their jobs, to their families, any kind of professional endeavor. And Toastmasters is trying to give them something that will help them in that endeavor.
So, Deb, how and when did you get started as an ambassador?
I was asked by Chief Ambassador Linda Williams when the program first came into being to be an ambassador to visit some of our clubs in the district and tell them about the program and tout it as a really good thing. But, you know, it wasn't such a stretch for me because I was completely on board with it right from the start.
So you were completely on board with the Revitalized Education Program. What about it attracted you to it and helped you decide to take the role to be an active figure in promoting it?
Well, the current Toastmasters program is very strong about telling everyone that they can progress at their own rate and they can study and grow in the ways that they want to do this. But I think the Revitalized Program is going to give a unique educational experience to each person, and each person can customize to their own wants and needs as far as where they want to go with it. And I think that was the most exciting thing to me. The next most exciting thing was that they could do it in the evening on their computer through interactive studies. They could come to meetings and still do their speeches and learn how to be good leaders, but just that interactive part, doing it whenever you had time to do it, was exciting to me.
So whereas in the past, most of the Toastmasters educational program happened within the context of a club meeting. Of course, if a member's doing a role for a meeting, whether it's a speaking role or Toastmaster of the day, they're going to have to do some preparation work at home. And of course, you know, prepare their speech, read through the project, that sort of thing. But what you're saying is now members will be able to, on their own time, take advantage of educational opportunities for which they'll receive credit and be part of their leadership and communications track, so to speak. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Could you expand a little bit more on what some of those opportunities might look like?
Well, we don't know exactly what they're coming up with. The materials that they are going to provide for us would be tutorials and guides and webinars. They're going to use existing materials and build on that. So the Toastmaster program is not going away. It's being expanded upon. It's being elaborated on and making it more relevant to those people who are part of the program, and this is for new members as well as existing members and members who've been around for many years. It will be exciting to have a new challenge.
What I'm curious about, Deb, is what did you enjoy most about the role? What kind of takeaways are you getting from it? I know you still have a lot of work to do, but so far, what have you taken away from it?
I have connected with so many people in so many clubs on a level that club members didn't expect. I did visit all of my clubs, all of my assigned clubs. I promised them that I would come back in the fall of last year. And when I was not able to do that because I had nothing else to tell them, they asked me, why didn't you come back? It made me feel really good that I was connecting with them, because I don't want any club to feel like the district has forgotten about them. Being an ambassador gave me the opportunity to go and share with them all of the exciting things that were coming, and to also let them know the district is here for you. We want you as a club to grow. We want you as a member to grow, and here is a perfect opportunity to do that.
That's great, and I think that speaks to the value of saying yes to opportunities as they arise. You know, it's a pretty unique opportunity to be asked to serve as an ambassador for the organization on one topic or another. I know that's not something they've done that many times. I can think of a couple times that I've been privy to an ambassador program. But I think when you say yes to something like that, it just opens you up to lots of different experiences, not only what you learn kind of being on the inside of the program, but the other people you're able to connect with and the networks that you're able to expand. Would you agree with that?
I do completely agree with that.
Great. And what have you been finding, Deb, that members seem to be most excited about or looking forward to in terms of the program that's going to be coming?
Well, I like to talk about the opportunity for unique personal growth. They always look at me quizzically and think, how could it be any different for me than it is for you? Well, we all have different ways that we want to grow, different aspects of our skills that we want to build upon. What I try to tell them is that the new system is going to provide just that opportunity for each of us. We will go on our own paths, but we will still be on the same path, if that makes any sense. That we want to give each member what they require as a growth factor for their jobs or their personal growth. We have people who come into club meetings who are afraid to be in front of the group at all. And then we have other members who come in who have some experience being in front of a group of people who want to polish their skills. And each of them have wants and needs, and the Revitalize program is going to provide for those wants and needs, no matter what level they're on. And I think that is the most exciting to me, and that's what I tried to share with them. It will be unique to you. It will be your own path, and you will get out of it what you put into it. And you know, there's always a little bit of a leery attitude, like, are you sure this is going to work? And you know, I am totally convinced that it will work. It will work for everyone who puts the effort into it.
Deb, what are some of the things that you learned as an ambassador? What are some of the Toastmaster skills that you really had to put to use in your travels to the different clubs?
That's a tough one. What did I learn? I learned that the Toastmasters clubs I visited were eager to hear about all the news, that they were open and inviting. It was really fun to visit with them, to get to know them and learn about each individual club, because, you know, each club is unique in its own way, even though we're all basically the same. But these Toastmasters were ready. They are ready for a new system, a new way of looking at things. And I also discovered that seasoned Toastmasters are also ready. They're looking for a way to continue their own growth, because we've been doing the same manuals that we've had forever. We've been doing them for so long that we kind of know them. And we would love the opportunity to be challenged, to do something else. So I think that was the biggest thing that I learned, that Toastmasters are ready. They want something new. I think that they will wholeheartedly support it, but they still have a lot of questions. Even though I'd love to answer them all, I don't have the answers yet, but I'm really excited that when the answers are available, I will be able to go and share it with them.
That's awesome. As an ambassador for our district, District 42, I found the same. I found that people were eager to know more. And again, you're correct. Some of the people have been working on the same manuals over and over and over again. They're looking for a change. They know that the change is necessary. The other thing I discovered, and you may have found this as well, is that they were thrilled that someone actually came out to their club to talk to them rather than just reading it online or just looking at an email. Obviously, that information is important for follow-up, but they love the fact that someone came in face-to-face and to talk to them. In fact, one club said, "Are you getting credit for this in a manual?" And I said, "Absolutely."
Every speech is a manual speech. Deb, I want to ask your advice for those Toastmasters who are diligently working toward a particular educational award right now in the current program. Given that the program is going to be changing and perhaps the requirements for different awards will be changing, do you think that Toastmasters currently working on an award should just pump the brakes a little bit and wait for the new program to come into play, or what?
Absolutely not. I think they should press ahead and go for it. And then the rollout of the program is going to go very slowly so that the system is not overloaded with all of these Toastmasters trying to get in at the same time. So we're looking at a considerable amount of time before it actually is presented to all of the clubs in the whole world. That's too much time not to be working towards your goals. So they are encouraging everyone to continue on the path that you have planned, on the goals that you've set, continue in that way. And the other thing is that once everyone is on the new system, the revitalized program, from that moment, you still have 2 years to complete all that you have been working on. So we're looking at several years here, and I would encourage everyone to continue exactly on the path that they have planned. Nothing that you accomplish will be lost. And if you by chance earn Distinguished Toastmaster, you will keep that title forever. So I am encouraging everyone, press ahead, keep going, grow and learn, and use the old system until everything is set in the new.
And I think an important follow-up to that, too, Deb, and I'm sure you would agree, is that this program has not come about because the quote-unquote old system is broken. The old system is not right. Broken. There's decades of history behind it showing the value of the program. What we're doing now, it sounds like, is just taking it to the next level and finding even more ways that we can apply a Toastmasters program to people for their individual personal growth. Along those lines, Deb, you mentioned, or I mentioned in your bio, that you're working toward your second DTM. Do you have your sights personally set on achieving that before the new program rolls out?
I absolutely do.
All right.
I am working on Advanced Leader Silver, and communication levels are fairly easy to do because I belong to two clubs. I have supported clubs, and I know that will happen. I am very much on my way.
Sounds great. For the ambassadors who are listening out there, what thoughts would you share with them? What kind of tips would you give them in terms of going forward?
I would ask them to continue to keep up with all the latest news and to offer support as necessary. One of my fellow ambassadors is part of one of the clubs that I am a member of, and we have volunteered our club to be beta testers. I don't know if that'll happen, but we're excited enough that we want to help in any way we can. And we're never asked to go to clubs and visit to do it and share whatever it is that we have, whatever information we have, and to keep our hopes up. I know it's going to happen. I know it's going to be wonderful. patience is the hardest thing ever, isn't it? Patience, while they work on all of this stuff and while they put it all together, I mean, we want it out tomorrow. And, you know, we know it's not going to happen that quickly, and we want the best product that we can have. But to keep the enthusiasm up and to keep talking about it and to keep sharing it and reminding people that this is a good thing. Some people have an aversion to change, and that includes some Toastmasters. And so we want to make sure that we talk about it and keep up that enthusiasm so that when it does roll out, it's a smooth process.
Sounds like those are words of wisdom.
Absolutely. And Deb, what would you recommend for anyone who's listening to this program who wants to stay plugged into the latest news as it becomes available? What resources are available for individual members to stay in the loop?
Well, I would stay in touch with your own personal ambassador, your club ambassador, and perhaps even discover the name of the chief ambassador for that area. And you can always find out through your district leadership who these people are. Your district leaders are more than likely going to know all of this information as well. So I think just having a constant conversation with those people who are working closely with it is helpful, and it's easier to spread the information if you know the most current and keep the enthusiasm going. I think that's the key, is to keep the enthusiasm going while it seems like it's taking forever to come about. But I think that keeping in touch with everyone, opening the communication lines, and being willing to share that is what's most important.
Thanks, Deb. Those are certainly great resources. Toastmasters, of course, also has a dedicated section on the international website. Ryan, can you give us that URL, please?
Just go to toastmasters.org/REP, and it forwards directly to that page.
Deb, do you have any last thoughts or anything you would like to share with the audience?
Yes, I do. I think the new program, the revitalized program, is going to offer such enhancements that we have not even thought about. For instance, there will be an evaluation guide. They will share with our Toastmasters how it is that we expect you to do evaluations and give us some tips and pointers. Also, I'm very excited about standardized mentoring. Mentoring is such an important part of the Toastmasters program, and some clubs are unsure about how to go about it. Mentoring is going to be a very big part of the new program. So I can only imagine that there are going to be other things that the program is going to share with us that is going to enhance our Toastmasters experience in ways that we cannot even imagine right now. I think it's going to be wonderful, the mentoring, the evaluation guides, anything else to come up with. And I think that that's exciting. That's a way to keep up the enthusiasm for the new program.
Standardization, I think, is a great way to go, because we all have different interpretations of how things need to be. And by standardizing, I think we have a good starting point, especially for people who are there for the first time.
Yes.
Well, fantastic, Deb. We really appreciate you coming on the show with us today to share all about this revitalized education program and your role with it. So wish you all the best in the role. Wish you all the best as you work to complete your DTM. And we'll look forward to connecting again.
Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Isn't it about time you published that book you've been thinking about? We can help with that. At ebookit.com, we've been providing authors and small presses with ebook publishing services since 2010. Visit us today at ebookit.com and let us know how we can help you.